Greetings, friends. Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home, the Love and Happiness Edition. We're going overtime today. We got an extra special extra hour here today. We're taking over the Love and Happiness Hour. And, and fitting with the theme, I thought we'd play some old chestnuts here, some old classics, some golden oldies. I warn you, could get a little cheesy. If you're allergic to, if you got the lactose intolerance, you could be finding yourself in some trouble during this next set. But I warn you, so I'm not going to really apologize. I love all of this music that I'm about to play. It's just stuff that I don't normally get to play on the radio. And that's probably for good reason. And you'll figure that out as we go, I suppose. But who knows? It could get pretty goofy. Anyway, tune in next week. Marissa's going to be back with the Love and Happiness Hour, and I'll be back to playing that, boring folk crap. On Tell the Band to Go Home, 2 p.m., normally 2 to 4. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. My name's Jeff, by the way. Anyways, I wanted to kick it off with something from a Canadian legend here, a Canadian icon, a Canadian trailblazer, one of the real, at the forefront of getting Canadian music on the world scene. And I don't know, she kind of gets some grief sometimes. And, maybe rightly so. A lot of it's kind of cheesy. But as far as being an influence and an inspiration and a strong role model, I guess, in Canada, you can do no finer, really, than Anne Murray. And there's this new documentary on the CBC Gem. If you go to the CBC Gem, there's this great thing. I think it's called Full Circle or something like that. And it's this documentary about Anne. I'm going to warn you, though, if you go to watch it on the Gem, make sure you either have a really good ad blocker or you sign up for the free trial of the commercial free Gem, because the ads in this thing are just so intrusive and so annoying and so repetitive. It's just brutal, like right in the middle of a sentence. It's like watching something on YouTube these days. You just get a ad right in the middle of a sentence, and it's so irritating. So I warn you, get the ad-free version or wait until it comes out on something else. I'd gladly pay. And I guess paying for a month of CBC Gem is the way to go right now. But I don't know. Check it out. Here's a classic from Anne Murray.
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. I was confused. You cleared my mind. I sold my soul. You bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength. Stand alone again to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. I needed you, and you were there, and I'll never leave. Why should I leave? I'd be a fool, 'cause I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand. was cold, when I was lost, you took me home, you gave me hope, when I was at the end, and turned my light back into truth again, you even called. Stand alone again to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clay, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, that speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, or the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. My mind says that I only want to be a wanderer, and just like you I'm longing to be free. But in my heart I know it's just a lie, for without her love the vision of my happiness would die. The breeze along the river seems to say, ah, that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. If I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Morning's bright and breezy, thinking back to yesterday when life seemed to be so easy. Is it just imagination, the pictures in my mind, like a waiting at some skybound station for the train to bring me the peace I never find? She floats so silently, unknowing of her death. what she feels. Doesn't matter, cause I loved her nonetheless. Is it just imagination? The pictures in my mind, like a waiting at some skybound station for the train to bring me the peace I never find. Oh Lord, I'm falling again. Sweeter Jesus, hear me call your name. Oh Lord, I'm falling again. Have mercy on me now and then. She'll be showing. Is it just his imagination? The pictures in his mind, like a waiting at some skybound station for the train to bring in the peace you never find. Oh Lord, I'm falling again. Sweetie Jesus, hear me call your name. Oh Lord, I'm falling again. Have mercy on me now and then. Time goes on, the seasons change. Well, our lives roll quickly by. The time we have is short on earth, yet we find the strength to try. Is it just our imagination? The pictures in our mind, like a waiting at some skybound station for the train to bring us a peace we'll never find. Oh Lord, I'm falling again. Sweeter Jesus, hear me call your name. Oh Lord, I'm falling again. Have mercy on me now and then. Have mercy on me now and then.
A dream.
So that band, that's Canadian music in there. That one's not Canadian, that band. I think they're from Australia or New Zealand or some damn place like that. But as the legend goes, that record sold more copies in Winnipeg than like the rest of the world combined. It might be one of those Winnipeg stories that, you know, we tell ourselves to talk about how cool we are. I don't know how true it is, but, you know, it sounds pretty cool. So you check that out. That's Audience there from House on the Hill. And classic, Winnipeg classic there for you. Good, good stuff. Man, that's a great song. Before that, what did we hear? Oh, we heard David Wiffen in there. You know, David Wiffen might have one of my favorite voices of all time. If there's, I don't know what it is about David Wiffen's voice. I just kind of go into this trance. I'm transfixed. I just love it. He's only got a few records. Mysterious guy. But they're brilliant. David Wiffen, that's from Coast to Coast Fever. If you can ever find that one, you track it down. It's worth it. Skybound Station. Before that, another voice that I absolutely am mesmerized by, the late, great Gene McClellan. Nobody knows Gene McClellan. But hopefully that's going to change. We heard something from his self-titled record. Iconic kind of a thing with a picture of him with his eye patch on there. And his most famous composition there, Snowbird. And Gene, father of Catherine McClellan, of course, has been dead for a long time. And his records are criminally hard to find. But that's going to change. That record is getting a reissue in the new year. And although I already have two copies of it, I will gladly buy five more if it means that I can get other records somewhere down the road. So I'm looking forward to that one for sure, Gene McClellan. And of course, Anne Murray made him boatloads of money. Who knows, maybe hung a bit of a, I don't know what the word is. Maybe kind of caused a bit of a problem for him in some ways. But good honor for making her career with the song Snowbird. We heard her doing You Needed Me. Playing some Love and Happiness Hour style classics here on the show today, and trying to focus on some Canadian classics. So maybe Marissa can stop playing Rush every week, and maybe she can start playing some of these. I don't know. Maybe. It's just a suggestion. What do I know? Here's a classic from Quebec. This guy's so great. Man, oh man, got to see this guy one time and one time only playing with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. It still remains one of the, I think, the best shows I've ever seen. Absolutely brilliant. This is Michelle Pagliaro.
What if it isn't my fault? City lights were shining on me. dancing, singing, talking, rocking this town.
Nobody down.
Shake it with me, fake it with me. Don't ever take this feeling from my heart. Just getting ready to start.
Trace of smile on a frozen face. I think you know.
Kim Mitchell and Max Webster there. Not really a Kim song. He's pretty invisible on that one. Some cool guitar, though. Let Go the Line. So good. Before that, we heard the Partland Brothers, the third rock band I ever saw in concert. They opened for the Parachute Club at the Centennial Concert Hall, my second big rock show. I'm not going to tell you the first, because then you'll know my security question for everything. Partland Brothers sold Soul City there from Electric Honey. We heard Ian Thomas in there as well with Painted Ladies. Man, I love that one. And Pilot, Levity. Ian Thomas, he had some great songs. And Pagliaro before that. Some great stuff from Pagliaro as well. What the hell I've got. This is kind of fun playing this cheesy old crap. I want to play some cheesy old crap from right here in Winnipeg right now. This is, I know you probably hear these songs like 100 times a day on the rock stations, but I don't ever do this, so I'm doing it, damn it. I don't know. I love this song. I just do. From right here in Winnipeg.
Roll it to my mother.
You're listening to Winnipeg's Most Overplayed Rock on 101.5 UMFM. I don't know if some of this stuff gets the overplay that, you know, some of this classic rock crap does here in Winnipeg. There's 10 classic rock stations in Winnipeg. So I always feel guilty about doing this, but once a year, you know, why not? We can do some love and happiness. That's Harlequin there. Before we heard that, something from Butch Cummings, Break It to Them Gently, and Orphan off the top. Man, I need more time. I want to do this every week. I won't, but I wish I could. How about we go from Winnipeg to Toronto?
It's been three long days and three long nights. I'm getting too lonely to face one more. That we had that fight. I'm asking you only to open the door, 'cause I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to make up. Yeah,
ready to make up.
I'm ready to make up.
You found out to love me. You have to just when it feels right. You say you found someone to hold you. Does she like I do? Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you, attract and captivate you? Tell me, does she miss you, existing just to kiss you?
Oh man, this is fun playing all these old Dusty. I see why you do it now every week. It's pretty great. Classic there from Melissa Etheridge. Iconic there from that first record. Man, that was a good record. And we heard Toronto in there, Ready to Make Up. We're doing some love and happiness. Normally I play other stuff on Tell the Band to Go Home, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Tune in next week for the actual Love and Happiness Hour. Thanks, Marissa, for letting us stretch out a little bit this week. No 12-hour marathons or anything these days, but, you know, an extra hour is nice. So thanks for that. Hope you all have a happy new year, and we'll be back next week with some New Year's songs and maybe some Towns and some Hank and all kinds of other good stuff. Thanks for being here. Take good care of yourselves.